Bavmetzia Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavmetzia Bavli, Daf Samach Daled. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yotesimed base at the Mishnah. Marbim Alamecher. One's allowed to increase the rental price, but he's not allowed to increase the sale price if it's not paid for straight away. Kate said, how would this work? If you rented him a courtyard and told him, if you pay me all of it now, it will cost you 10 seller. If you pay me each month, it will cost you 1 seller per month, and thereby it costs 2 seller more in total, that's nevertheless permitted. But if he sold him a field and told him, if you pay me all of it now, it will cost you 1,000 zuz. If it will be paid at the time of threshing, it will cost 1,200 zuz per year, then it's prohibited. If he sold him the field and the buyer gave part of the money, and the seller told him to pay the rest of the money whenever he wishes, and he can then take it, this will be asa. If Reuven lent Shimon money and Shimon gave Reuven his field as security, if Reuven told him, if you don't repay me within 3 years, the field is mine, then the field becomes his. And this was done by Baisus ben Zonin with the permission of the Chachomim. Now the Gemara says, Tani, we learnt in a brisa, Hamoich esod lechaveiroi, v'amor le'amanas shehei bar aris, amanas shehei bar shutuf, amanas shehamaisus sheli, amanas shekushetim korene leisim korene eleli, shekol zman sheni roitze, noisim damer, v'noitla, mutter. If a person sells a field and tells the buyer, on condition I will be its sharecropper, or on condition I will be its tithes, its maisus are mine, or on condition that when you sell it, you'll sell it to me, meaning that whenever I wish, I can give its value and take it back, all of these cases are permitted. If Shimon owed Reuven money and he wrote him over his field, if the seller eats the fruits, it's permitted, but if the buyer eats the fruits, then it's prohibited. It's a problem of ribbis. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, either way it's permitted, because Rabbi Yehuda says the concept of sad echad beribbis mutter, if it's a water being in the form of ribbis, then the loan may be taken in this way. Rabbi Yehuda adds from the Mishnah, this was done by Baisus ben Zunin with the permission of the Chachomim. Amulai, Chachom said back to him, Misham Raya, is this a proof? Moicha oicha peiros haya, it was a case of the seller eating the fruits, so of course it would be permitted. Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Hoshea all said that Rabbi Yehuda loved houses of a walled city, as we learn in a brisa. Shana hamur b'toira, ari chayma harihen kamin ribis ve'ena ribis. The year that was said in the Torah concerning the house of a walled city, which is the din that the seller of such a house has 1 year to redeem it from the buyer, and during that time the buyer lives there, and when the field is returned, the seller returns all the money to the buyer, meaning that the buyer is considered consuming the fruits of his rental during that time. And it's like ribis, because in addition to the buyer being returned the money, he also receives the use of the house in between. But not actually ribis, because it was done as part of a sale rather than a loan. And that's one brisa. Tani Achon, we have a second brisa that says, Tani, Harezu ribis, Elashehetiru HaToyris. It's actually a situation of real ribis, but the Torah nevertheless permitted it. Manda Amar Harezu Kamin ribis, Ve'eno ribis, Rabbi Yehuda, the Gish would say. Mandam Harezu ribis, Elashehetiru, Rabbi Meir. The first brisa is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Sad Echad ribis is permitted, and the second brisa is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds that it's prohibited. Amar Rabbi Idi, Katsalkis Megalusa Ashkachis Uvda Koimi Rabbi Ami Hare Zukamin Ribis Ve'ena Ribis. Rabbi Idi says, when I came from the diaspora, I saw a case come before Rabbi Ami where a borrower had made a condition that if he didn't return the debt on time, the lender could take the house. He actually did pay on time, and Rabbi Ami ruled that it's like ribis, like the first brisa, and it's permitted. Amar Chesky Amu Elazu Ribis Shatar Hitira Kan HaTorah Hitira HaBemokam Acher Loi. Rechizkiah says the Chachamim in fact said that it's actually ribis, but the Torah nevertheless permitted it in the case of the houses. However, it's specifically in this case the Torah permitted it, but if it would be the case of a loan, it would not be permitted and he would need to return the rental money. Afilu Kein Le'ashrach Rabbi Ami Amma Baisa Imdaira Daya. Despite the statement of Chizku, Rabbi Ami didn't retract his opinion, and he held that the rent money need not be returned because it's beneficial to the owner if a tenant is occupying the house, because if any cracks develop in the walls of the house, he'll fill them in.